Hey, Peter Howard here on the Dynasty Crossroads Show. Don't let them know, keep it quiet, but I've infiltrated the nerd base. Come check out the show, I'll tell you how to beat them. Thanks.
Yeah!
Chicken a crow, chicken a crow, crossing the...
Let the games begin! Let the games begin!
Pass out! All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Tournament of Champions of Dynasty, Game Night. Hey, yeah, it's time to go. It is time to keep the Tournament of Champions going. It is time to go ahead and play three games to crown ourselves a super champion, mega champion. I don't
think it works.
All a champion that wins again. But the two-timer does not sound right. but someone who's going to move on into the next round of the Tournament of Champions. We have our three champions here. We have Rocky, we have Shane, we have John, and we're going to get further into who they are later because I don't feel like stopping talking, and I really don't know these people from a hole in the wall, so I can't really introduce them. So we are going to play our games because we have three. We have name games. We have Wordle, and we have Apex Predator, because as we are getting so hyped and so ready for this season that is coming up, I love to say, screw it, let's talk about last season. So, I want everyone to know, if Rocky wins as a co-host of this show, it is completely fixed and all results are null and void.
I just want to say, I want to personally thank you, Russ, for making sure I'm not the only host that doesn't make it to the semifinals. Because I'm sure I'm going to lose.
Telling me, Matt, really? That was really louder than I thought it was going to be. I just slammed my water cup down and I forgot it's hollow wood and a metal cup. All right. Okay, so... John, what game do you want to play first? Name game, Apex Predator, or Wordle?
Let's do Apex Predator. I want to get that out of the way.
I love that that's always the answer. There's, I want to save it for last, and I just don't want to do this, so let's get it out of the way.
Yeah, nice. That's fair.
All right. You know what? I know it's really, really tiny, but I'm going to stop sharing my screen down there, only because I don't want like Rocky to pull out a magnifying glass and be able to see the answer. Okay, so what Apex Predator is, where we're going to go around in a circle, and each of you are going to have to name a player who was the top scorer of a certain position for at least 1 week. Here's the fun part. I don't think we've ever done this way before. Usually it's either, two strikes and you're out, or it's a point for every player. The way we're doing it is, especially with quarterback, because there was a lot of people that duplicated, if the player was the first top scorer of a week for three times or more, they're 1 point. Two times, they get 2 points. And if they were only the top scorer once, you get 3 points. Ooh. The only position that is different is running back, because there was only one player that was twice the top scorer.
Interesting.
Right? See, I love doing this because you get that feel of, like, this player was so good. This was the one on the season. Wait, he didn't really finish. Like, two, 3 years ago, Michael Thomas was the far away wide receiver one, did not finish a single week.
Right. I think I was playing that week. One. Yeah.
I did that game until I set this game up. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I should be able to infer some strategy out of that, but I'm not smart enough to figure out what it is. So Shane, when we're done, you let me know because I know you're a smart guy.
Look, I'll don't worry. I know how well you spell, so we'll be good.
Okay, so All right, John, since you chose the game, Shane, you're going to pick the position we do first, and then Rocky's going to go first.
All right. Let's start with running back then. Let's start with that.
Okay. Rocky, name a running back you believe that finished any week as the top scorer. Oh, by the way, I was too lazy to find like normal scoring. So this is trade addict scoring. So it's PPR with the tight ends or 0.75 premium.
Right.
So Rocky, what you got?
I am going to go with Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry was the only player to score as the top scorer more than once. So Rocky, you got 1 point. John, you're next.
Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler, yes. Week 5. Oh, Derrick Henry, weeks 2 and 6. If it matters, I wrote it down, so I feel like I should say it. Because
I'm going to jot that down. I'm going to jot it down.
Yeah, it makes you sound good, Russ. I'll say that.
Yeah. Shane, you're up.
I'll take Jonathan Taylor.
You'd think he would do it more than once, but just week 11.
How many do we get to get wrong?
Oh, 2 X's still.
Okay. I am going to go with this guy in hopes that he did it late in the season. Rashad Penny.
The latest in the season. Week 17.
Good answer.
Yeah, that is a good one. I didn't think I forgot about that.
Joe Mixon.
Shane, you're up.
I'll go Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, yes. Week 3.
I already don't have that many names written down. I'm going to go with this guy in hopes that he did it in one of his, like, 4 games. Christian McCaffrey.
He did. Week 1. Oh, wow. You know, right off the bat, he got it out of the way and then got his injury out of the way.
I didn't even write him down.
DeAndre Swift.
You would think, but no, he did not. So that's a bye-bye.
I didn't want to come on the show anyway. See, that's why I wanted to get this out of the way. I knew I was going to suck it.
Rocky, why are you bringing these people on that don't even want to be on the show? Twice.
John was dying to be back on the show. He
I wanted to come back. I did want to come back. All right, I thought so I was going to win. So
just to show what kind of hole he just put himself in, Rocky has 5, Shane has 4, and John, a nice showing of 2 points. All right, so Shane, you're up.
Being a Steelers fan, I remember this one. Dalvin Cook.
Week 14. I'm guessing that means it happened against them?
It did. He dominated us.
I'm sorry?
That's right. It's always next year.
I got a couple I'm not super confident about. But I'm going to go with James Conner.
Week 9. Nine times.
That was I had that written down. I'm getting down. Let's go with Alvin Kamara.
Week 7.
All right. I wasn't sure.
So that's back to me, huh?
It is. We are getting very close to names that no one would ever think of. Just putting it out there. There's still 2 or 3 more, but
this guy had one huge week, I remember, after being decent all year, because he got the backfield to himself. I'm gonna try Javonte Williams.
He did well 1 week. He did. Week 13.
Yes. Oh man. I'll go Nick Chubb.
You should not have gone Nick Chubb.
Never go full Chubb.
Never go full Chubb.
Never go. Don't make me edit, guys. Don't make me edit.
So Shane has 1, I have 0 strikes?
That is correct, sir.
Let's try. I know he finishes like a top 6 guy. Leonard Fournette.
He did have week 12. Oh, and I didn't say this before, but just as a little incentive for being the last person still in the game, you'll get one more guess. So you'll be able to pile those points on.
Ooh.
Oof. I'm kind of out. I'll go Saquon Barkley.
No, sir. All right, Rock, you got one more guess to pile up a little extra points.
Yeah, Rocky, no strikes at all, man.
I know. I'm glad you went out on that one because I have names, but I don't feel good about any of them.
You shouldn't feel good about these names. Well, there's one name that you should be thinking of.
One name that I should be thinking of.
And, well, I don't want to give hints.
Okay. I don't know if this is right then, because I don't know if this is a name I should be thinking of, but I thought he might have had a big touchdown week because he had 15 touchdowns. Damian Harris.
No.
It's a good guess, though, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good guess.
Okay, well, that is the end of the round. Rocky, 11. Shane, 8. John, 2. Anybody have any last-second guesses before I read off these names that only one of them you're going to be like, yeah, I should have thought of that.
Zeke is the other one I had.
Yeah, that was the only other.
Cordarrelle Patterson?
Oh yeah.
So check this out. Week 10, Darrell Williams. Week 15, Duke Johnson.
I remember that. Yeah.
Week 16, Justin Jackson.
Oh my goodness. I do remember Eckler was out and he had a big game.
And week 8, Michael Carter, baby.
Oh.
Michael Carter. I think he caught like 9 passes that week.
All right, Rocky, you won, so you get to pick the... Actually, you know what? No. John, come on.
Name game. Let's go name
no,
game.
No, we're still doing positions.
Wait, what?
We got four positions to go.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
And thank you for that expletive not being the real one. I appreciate it. Thank you very
much. Yeah, yeah. Wide receiver.
Okay, here we go. All right, so... Like I said before, running back was the only one that had the one duplicate. So here we have, if they're only finished as the top once, it's worth 3 points. Wide receiver, since John chose, Shane, you're going to go first.
I'm just going to take my 1 point and run. I'll take Cooper Kupp.
I was wondering if people were going to do that. Just like, let me just make sure I don't zero out here. But yes, absolutely. Cooper Kupp, week 2, 7, and 15.
I'm surprised it was only 3.
Yeah. Well, it's one overall. I mean, he probably had like 10 top 3 weeks or something. But Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, 2 points. Week 5 and week 14.
Jamar Chase.
I love him when we're like, the last week. Yes, Jamar Chase. Week 17. 3 points.
Yeah, I need those points.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll go Tyreek Hill.
Oh, I forgot which alphabetical order I put it in. Yes, week 4, 3 points.
Oh, nice. I thought it'd be more as well.
I'm worried this one seems too obvious and it's going to be wrong, but Justin Jefferson.
It's not wrong, but you're only getting 2 points, Ryan.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, by the way, weeks 11 and 13.
Stephon Diggs.
XXX.
Ooh, that's surprising.
Is it?
I guess not. Last year was not.
He was super consistent, but yeah, he never had any blow-up like weeks.
Pat Sajak, the guy who's just a complete and utter jerk to everyone at this point because he's been doing it for 40 years.
I'll go Debo Samuel.
Yep. Week 10, just weirdly that once and not even during his like ridiculous spree.
That was my next guess. I'm going to go the Rashad Penny route on this one and say Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Well, John, you should be happy he stole that from you because he did not have a
what?
One. Oh, he did save me. Oh my goodness. CD Lamb.
Yes, sir. Week 6. 3 points.
Yeah, he's on my list too. I'm running out of names. I'm going to go AJ Brown.
Yes, sir. Week 8. Another 3 points.
Oh, God. I don't feel good about any of these. I am going to say Chris Godwin.
Rocky, you're out.
Oh, man.
From first out.
John, you're up.
I will go Hunter Renfrow.
Nope, that's your second X. Shane, you got one chance to add some points to your lead.
I have one more name that I feel like had a big week. I'm going to go T. Higgins.
That was my guess if I didn't say Godwin.
Come on, guys. He was right here the whole time.
Higgins. Right
week
on the
16.
Wall.
Yep, so you get those extra 3 points. So we, for the wide receivers, oh man, Rocky in last place with 4th, John in second place with 6, Shane with 13.
Wow.
So the score overall, Shane 21, Rocky 15, John with 8. All right. So who's gone first so far? Rocky went first the first time, and then Shane went first. So Rocky, which position? So John can go first.
Tight end.
Okay. Saving quarterbacks for last. Interesting. All right, John, name a tight end that finished with a top tight end 1 finish.
I will go with Dalton Schultz.
Ooh, going fast and loose and getting those 3 points from week 3. Nice.
I need to gamble here, guys.
That's good.
I mean, if Rocky somehow just like gets 2 X's out in a row, you're only 4 points behind him. So
I'll take Travis Kelce then.
3 times, 2, 10, and 15. So you get the 1 point.
Kittle.
2 times, week 13 and 14, back to back. And they were big weeks.
Gronk.
That's a good one.
That is a good
week
one.
Week 1. 3.0.
I need to think about him. I'll go Mark Andrews.
2 points, week 5 and 16. Oh, real quick, I forgot to do wide receivers. Week 1 was Amari Cooper. Week 9 was Elijah Moore. And week 3, hashtag Team Clemson, big wide receiver Mike Williams.
Oh, well, those were all gettable too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me, right?
Yeah.
I am going to say Zach Ertz.
Yes, week 11, 3 points.
I will go with Pat Freiermuth.
Good move. Week 9, 3 points.
Nice one. Yikes. I feel like it's already getting dicey. I'll try TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, week 8, 3 points.
I'm already running out of guys. This is probably a long shot, but I know he had a big week in September, October. CJ Uzomah.
How did you remember
that? Wow. I forgot he existed. Four.
I honestly really thought that would be one.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry for doubting you, Rocky. That was a hell of a pull. We have 1, 2, 3 names left.
Kyle Pitts.
That's one of them, week 7.
Wow. Darren Waller?
No, sir.
I couldn't.
I think this is probably wrong, but Goddard?
That is, in fact, wrong.
Tyler Higbee?
And that deserved that strain of voice because it was very wrong.
Man. I got two names here.
Well, you only got 1 X left, so you better.
Yeah, I gotta figure out. I'm gonna Noah Fant.
That's one of the right ones. 2 points, right, 6 and right. 17.
Whew. I was really hoping you went out there.
one name left.
Oh, my
and God. It is a name. That's a clue right there.
Yeah, it's I don't think I have it.
I had this guy written down going off your clue. I'm going to say Albert O.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, no, that actually was no clue whatsoever. There was no.
I thought you were saying, like, oh, this is a name, like Albert Oakley Benam.
It's literally just a name.
Rocky's like trying to decipher what you were saying. He's like, all right.
My only other guess was, anyway, my only other guess is Mike Kosicki.
I'm not done.
We're done, aren't we?
No, I only have one minute.
Take my guess, John. Sorry. Sorry, Shane.
No, you're fine.
I don't know if I want John to. I feel like that's a red herring right there.
He is playing you for a fool.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear what name he said. But don't believe that.
It's a name, John.
It's a name.
You know what? I'm going really off the wall here.
Get it.
Come Max on. Williams.
That is a name, but that is not the right name. All right. Well, Shane, you got one last guess.
I have no idea. Dan Arnold.
It's kind of close to that kind of name. Hello. He's a detective. Jack Doyle.
Oh
man.
Wow.
I would have nobody was getting that.
Another guy I forgot existed.
Right? All right, so tight ends, it scored Rocky and Shane with 8 and John with 12. We have a winnable game between all of you, where Shane is 29, Rocky 23, John 20.
All right.
And we have quarterbacks. Rocky, you went first the first time, so you're going to go first again, because we're just going to go in the mixed match order that I made up as I went along, but you're up.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to get me a lot of points, but I know we had one monster week in the playoffs, maybe two. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow had 3 weeks, T. Higgins 16, Ja'Marr Chase 17. Joe Burrow, week 7, 16, 17, so you get 1 point for that one.
Jalen Hurts.
Shockingly, no.
Really?
That's why I said shockingly.
Yeah, that was shocking. I'll play except I'll go Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes only did it once, week 10, so that's 3 points.
Damn it, Shane.
I was just taking the easy name, I thought.
That's how good he is, even when he tries to play it safe.
Kyler.
Weeks 1 and 2, so 2 points.
Josh Allen.
3, 6, 12, and 14, so you get 1 point for it.
Yeah, I knew that one was right. I knew it was only one point.
I can't afford an early X here.
I'll go Lamar.
Week 9, just 1, so that's 3 points.
Come on, Shane.
I just don't care that there was only one player who had multiple number one weeks left, but then there is a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names left.
Okay. He has to be on here at some point. Tom Brady.
He does on week 13. So just one time, so 3 points.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Thank you for saying that, John. That was probably my next guess.
All right, so John's out.
I guess I'll go Justin Herbert.
Yep, that's the other one that is up there twice. Weeks 5, week 11, weeks 5 and 11, because that's how you speak in English. So 2 points.
This is probably insane, but I have no strikes, and I know he had a big week.
I will say you need to get these three names left in order to win, Rocky.
I just gotta get one.
Mike White.
How do you do this?
Wow!
Week 8.
Because I hate Zach Wilson. That's how I do
that. That is very fair. All right, two names left. You get one of them, you win.
Is it on me?
Yeah. I've been out. I'm always out.
Sorry, John. I was trying to give John another one, all right?
At least he didn't assume you were out and just start talking when it was your turn.
Right. True. I really didn't. True. Dak Prescott?
No, sir. No,
right. So there's two guys left.
Yep.
Okay, this is another crazy one. It's probably wrong, but Tyler Huntley.
That is not wrong.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Man. Week 15.
I have no idea what the last one is.
Down by two. And there is one name left that is worth 3 points. Shane, you have one X. Rocky has none. So, well, if you get this
I
wrong,
still have Rocky to get it. Yeah,
that's all that matters. Yeah. So you get this, you win. You get this wrong, he gets one more guess.
Ooh, I have a guess.
I have no idea. I mean,
I have a guess I like.
I guess I'm going to go Matthew Stafford, but I feel like it's too easy. Yeah. I'll go Matthew Stafford, yeah.
You should not have gone Matthew Stafford. You're right. That was too easy.
I think I have a chance with this one. I think he had 5 touchdowns week one. I'm praying. Oh, wait. Week one's already on here, isn't it? Damn it. No, I don't think I have a chance with this one. I'm going to say it anyway. Jameis Winston.
Nope.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Ooh, you're right. He had like 4 touchdowns week one and then 4 interceptions week two. Something like that.
And then I was writing down the weeks. I just saw, crap, Kyler was week one. So,
does anyone have a shot in the dark? This is not a name you should ever think of.
God, I don't even know.
Was Sam it Tannehill? Darnold. Oh, Sam Darnold.
Oh, with the rushing touchdowns early in the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I was never going to guess him.
Shane is the winner of the first game.
That was tight.
Yes. That was fun. That got competitive at the end when it started out very not competitive, John. All right, Shane, since you won, do you want to play Wordle or Name Game?
Let's do Wordle next. Let's do that.
Okay, cool. Let me share.
The Name Game is never the middle game. Never.
Never?
It's always first or last.
John tried before. He was trying to put it on.
I know.
That's true.
Wait, hold on. I realize how wrong I'm doing this. Oh, no. I'm not doing it wrong because I don't need multiple sheets for this. Sorry, I am distraught at the moment for no reason whatsoever. There you go. Everybody sees my screen?
Yeah, let me.
Okay, so the way we are going to play Wordle this time, actually, let me zoom in a bit just so we can actually.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow, that fits like perfectly over here. Okay, so we're going to do this differently because Bosch complained enough and was as much of a jerk as possible with playing that we're not going to go in a round like we just did last game. What we're going to do is we are going to play 3 puzzles each, maybe? Yeah, 3 puzzles each. You have 6 guesses. And you'll see on the screen, it's going to go exactly backwards. You get it in the first guess, 6 points, and so on down. In case anyone doesn't remember what Wordle is because it flamed out real fast, we have 5 letters, 5-letter words, all having to do, no, that's a lie. These are all football player names, either first or last names. And you have to guess a name. I will type it in here and it will show you either yellow for a letter that is in the name but not in the right spot, or green for in the name and in the right spot. Also, you see over here the alphabet that is on right over here. They will light up gray when you have used the letter already. Okay? I am too lazy to set up a timer, but I'll push you if you're taking too long. Whatever. Let's keep going. Shane, you can go first. So just guess a name and we'll get it started.
All right. Well, let's go Alan.
Alan, we have yellow A, yellow N.
Okay, so that means they're in the word somewhere.
Correct, but not in those spots.
Not in those spots. Okay. Yeah, this is harder than I thought
it would be. It's so much easier when you're sitting with the keyboard in your hands, but like when you're looking at the screen and
it's
someone
like,
else is doing it, it's a lot harder.
Yes. It's like, what, you know, what could it be?
Just to be clear, we have to use names?
I was about to say, since you are not going in around and like trying to screw other people over, you could do any 5-letter word you want, and just if it helps you get to the name.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to put like butts, we can do that.
As tempting as that is. All right, then let me go with
what
I'm just making words that aren't English.
Four.
Let's go with soils. S-O-I-L-S.
S-O-I-L-S?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. Well, that doesn't help me at all, now, does it?
No, it doesn't. All right, but you still got four more guesses, so.
Yeah. It's going really well.
So, Russ, maybe I missed when you said it. So, however many points based on how many turns it takes you?
Yeah, you see the numbers next to the...
Right. So if he gets the next turn, it's 4 points.
You finish it in that turn.
Okay.
And then whoever has the most points after you each get 3 turns.
Okay.
All right. Let's do Thank, T-H-A-N-K.
Ooh, there you go.
That helps.
Yellow T, you got the third letter, green A, fourth letter, green N.
Let's go with... Let's go with Grant, G-R-A-N-T.
Yes!
Answer.
There you go. 3 points.
Oh, my goodness. That was a lot harder than it feels like it should be. So.
After the first one, I had a guess of Evans, but that turned out to be wrong.
Let me add that one to my list.
All right, we'll skip that one because I gave away letters. All right. John, you're up.
Hertz.
We got a yellow R.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Ooh, still yellow R, yellow O, and green N on the last letter.
Brown.
Yes, there it goes.
Good job.
4 points.
Nice job.
I'm going to delete those guesses first before I hit the next button. There you go. All right, Rocky, you're up.
Okay, so I will not be getting it right on the first turn because I'm going to say stale, S-T-A-L-E.
Ooh! Yellow T, third letter, green A, fifth letter, green E. I think I know it.
Brait.
What was that?
Brait, as in Cameron.
Yeah, oh, I thought it was you. You were right. I could have been right. I could have gotten those 5 points.
Good one, Rock. Good one.
Thank you.
All right, at the end of round one, Rocky 5, John 4, Shane 3.
I also have like 20 names written down, and none of them came up in those first three.
But also, just to put it out there, though it doesn't help or hurt in any way, I have 60 names.
Wow.
In this list, and it's random. So, Shane, you're back up.
All right, I'm going to start with Adieu, A-D-I-E-U.
Ooh.
Spell that again.
A-D-I-E-U. Russ has to spell again. It's okay.
Yellow E.
Yellow E. That's great. super, super helpful with that. Let's see. Let's go. What's what I need? Let me go Evans.
Yellow E again, and fourth letter, green N.
I was like, oh, I think I know it, and then the N wasn't even in the right place anyway. So, I'll guess it, even though this is wrong. I'll guess it anyway. Henry?
Oh, but that should help. You got green E, green N. Well, second letter, green E, third letter, green N, fourth letter, green Y.
I feel like I should know it. But I don't.
I kind of don't either.
Like,
you really don't know?
But
I'm pretty sure I know it.
Oh man, nothing like looks good here. Let's do. I'm just gonna go for two, I guess. Let's do clomp, C-L-O-M-P.
That should get it for you.
Don't say yep. that. Don't say that because I don't think it's going to help.
There's literally only one thing it could be right now.
Well,
you
matter.
Know where four of the five letters are, and you got the other yellow letter.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, Penny.
I'm helping him.
Come on.
I
the nerves are clearly getting to him.
It is. Yeah, Penny is the answer.
2 points. You have your total up to 5.
I forgot about the N I got the second time. I completely forgot that there's two N's there.
All right, John, you're up.
Drake.
Oh, all right. You got the green D on the first letter and a yellow A.
It's amazing all the names I've written down and none of them have come up.
Be more clever.
I'm just going to go, obviously it's not right, Mixon.
Yellow I.
Davis.
That should be it. And it is. Four more points for John. Jumping up to 8. All right, Rocky, you are up.
I'm going to start with the same word since it worked for me last time. Stale.
Yellow A, yellow E.
Still doesn't look like it fits with any of my damn names. Well, let's try this. Evans. And that doesn't work because the A is wrong.
Yellow E, yellow A, yellow N.
I'm sure this isn't right because the last E wouldn't be yellow. But maybe it'll help with the other letters. Najee.
Yellow N, yellow A, and fourth letter, green E.
I have no freaking clue what this is. I will say dummy. D-U-M-M-Y. I'm just trying to get letters. I have no idea.
And there are no letters in that.
That didn't help at all. I think. Oh, Alan.
Green A in the first letter, fourth green E, and the last letter in the yellow N.
Man.
What is this?
I know. I was going to say, am I the only one that doesn't like know any clue what this is? Agnew?
Yeah, it is. Wow. Good guess. Good job.
Very good.
That was a tough one.
Word.
You got hit.
All right, that was the end of the second round, right? So we have John with 8, Rocky with 6, and Shane with 5. Anyone's game this last round?
Why couldn't one of them get Agnew?
Yeah. I would have just
better than random. That is not on my list, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, Shane, you're up.
Let's start with Hines, H-I-N-E-S.
Green S, last letter.
Great. Let's go with let's start right. S is the last. I guess we can go with. How about Burks? Burks.
Oh.
Good answer, though.
I know. I was like,
what else has an S at the end that doesn't have an N or an E? I was like, geez Louise. Okay. I feel like I need some letters here.
If you get this and John gets the answer completely wrong, you still win.
I'm not getting this, so it's
Russ, don't good. Put that evil out there. Come on, we don't need that out here right now.
Come on, it would be exciting for me.
You know, it'd be nice.
That's what matters.
Knock it down. Man, I can't even think of anything that doesn't have what letters I still... Yeah, I'm just going to have to... Yeah, there's just no way. Let's go with Maltz, M-A-L-T-S. I think that's someone's name.
Wow. That's
rough.
This is impressive.
You could try and do that and not do it.
Right. Like, not even. Gosh, man. All right, this is the right answer, but I want to. No, that's not going to help too much. I'll say it. Let's go with Dubs. Let's go D-O-U-B-S. It's not right. Premier Dubs needs some love. So yeah,
yellow D, second letter, green O. Still that green S?
Still that green S.
Oh my gosh.
Down the board.
What is this?
You don't know it? Come on, Rocky. I thought you were better than this.
Do you know it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think so.
I had a couple ideas, and then that one blew them both out of the water. So,
Woods.
That's what I was thinking. There you go. 2 points.
I need
to put you up to 7.
There's always,
Good. So you're looking at best second place. You can be first loser, Shane.
Yes.
All right, John, you're up.
Tony.
Say that again, sorry.
Tony, as in Kadarius.
Ooh, yellow N, fourth letter, green E.
Alan. Where do that?
Alan, your guess?
Yeah.
Ooh, green E, green N, last two letters.
Maybe Mixon changed out his name spell.
He might have.
Maybe he hacked into my Google sheet and changed it. I don't know.
Now, let's see if I can get some points here or some letters. Hurts.
Yellow R.
Wait, how is that possible?
There was no R before.
Yeah, but there's no N or R in the third one.
Oh, I got it. I'm just saying.
I do not have it, so I'm glad this isn't me.
Why can't I be playing this game, Matt, instead of a stupid spelling bee? Yes, I'm a sore loser.
Oh, I'm a freaking idiot. I thought that was in there. Green?
That was my guess.
Yeah.
And that's the answer.
Good job.
3 points. You are up to 11. Rocky, you need to get this on the first guess to win.
I swear, if he gets it the first try, I'm flipping my computer over.
This blows.
Please do it.
You got a list of names. Like, it's probably one of them.
Baker.
I'm like afraid to hit the enter button. Green A, the second letter. Green E, the fourth letter. Think about it, man. You got a couple of seconds because you get this, you tie, and we'll do one more round.
Okay.
Without Shane, because he just lost.
Except I can't think of any names that fit that. I don't have any written down that fit that. Yeah. Nothing's coming to me. I have one other one that has an A and an E in it.
All right. I'm going to have to give you like 10 seconds, buddy.
I don't have a name, and there's no point in saying a word because it's not doesn't give me anything. So
nothing.
I think John's getting this one.
Does anybody have a guess?
Najee?
Ooh, oh, good answer. One.
Oh, that wasn't it. Yellow N, yellow J.
Jalen.
That would have been hard to get.
Yeah. All right. I had Hurts. I didn't have Jalen written down.
Two. Oh, crap. Rocky, don't win this name game.
Oh, I'm winning this name game now, Russ.
Just to put Russ out.
All right.
My only chance. Get to a tiebreaker.
Where's the button? There's the button. Oh, wow. I forgot how zoomed in we were, and I got really... Name game. There's the worst part of this entire show, trying to explain this freaking game. I'm going to give you a division and position of a player and a clue of our theme, which today is kids' books. And they are going to have to slide together the name of the player and the title of the book.
I'm at a disadvantage. My youngest kid is 11.
I don't have any kids, so I think I'm at a disadvantage.
These, I made sure that none of them were too, like, new and just for young. Like, you should know all of these books.
Okay.
So, yeah, you guys know how to play it. I'm not going to – you're champions already. You're all champions. Okay. So
and everyone listening knows how to play, too.
Your name is your buzzer. You know the answer. You say your name. You guess wrong. You're out. Everyone else gets a chance. You need a hint. You guys have to – agree on whether it's I'll give you the name of the team the player is on or a hint on the book. I don't have many hints on the book, so just like, figure them out. There are only five, by the way. So, right. So 3 points, no hints, 2 points, but the first hint, 1 point if you get both. I did not double check these divisions until right now, so I'm going to check it before we go. NFC West wide receiver. And A character persists in convincing a skeptic to try a particular food in many different locations.
NFC West wide receiver. It's the book title, correct?
Player's name into the book title.
The book title, okay.
I don't know the book.
I don't know the book either.
I know the book. I can't think of the player. Oh, I got it. Shane.
Go.
AJ Green Eggs and Ham.
Yes.
Okay.
Tries him to eat a specific food in many different locations.
Yeah, well, not
with a goat in a boat.
Will not eat him with a goat. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the book. I was like, who's I forgot AJ Green Eggs.
All right, Shane gets 3 points. Next. All right, he is an NFC West quarterback and a rhyming inspirational journey through life, often given as a high school graduation gift.
Shane.
Go.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the places you will go.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the places you will go.
This is not my category.
That's 6 points for Shane as he takes a sip from his gigantic mug of coffee. And it literally says mug of coffee on it. I added the gigantic part. All right, here we go. A series that follows a monkey and a man in yellow and an NFC West tight end.
Rocky.
Go.
Curious George Kittle.
Good job.
Knock it off, Rocky. Two more. So I guess technically, yeah, you still can't tie, and I'll hate you for it.
John, if I don't get this, you need to.
I know. Right,
I am really – hold on a second. I am not certain this guy is still on that team.
It's always a good sign.
Okay, yes, he is. All right. Because I made this a while ago. AFC East wide receiver and the story of a man who chops down trees until the main character shows up to speak for them.
Rocky.
Go.
You said AFC East, right?
AFC East.
Nelson Aguilarax.
Oh, man. I couldn't think of the Lorax.
These books are killing me.
All right, John. I'm going to slap you if you get this right.
John, again, you need to get this if I don't.
Unless Rocky does, then you don't have to.
Yeah, then you don't have to.
You ready?
Yep.
I'm not.
I want to tie this so bad just to screw Russ.
Rocky loses. All right, here we go. NFC North wide receiver and series that follows a young boy through his magical journey.
Rocky.
Shane.
Rocky.
Nikhil Harry Potter.
Oh, man. I was so close. I had that one, too.
I didn't even get a guess out. Holy cow. The Bucks,
but we have a three-way freaking tie.
Russ's favorite.
At least I got it to a tie, even if I end up losing here.
Fudge.
If I hadn't gotten Agnew, I still contend I might have had a chance at the Wordle.
It was completely random. Stop complaining.
Oy vey.
All right, give me 1 second to pull something up.
Do any of you watch Only Murders in the Building?
I need to.
I know. I want to.
Yeah,
too,
the season finale is next week. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I've not. I've only heard good things.
You're not the first person to tell me what a good show that is.
Yeah, it's good. And season one, and I'm not going to give any spoilers, but season one was good. I think season two is even better.
That's always positive.
And that's in spite of Selena Gomez. She's fine, but like Martin Short and
Steve Martin,
they carry the show. They're fantastic.
Russ is sweating bullets over there.
I'm trying to think of something good.
Can we get away from the books?
Oh yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Oh, thank God. Like you wouldn't even finish, and Shane's like, "Yeah, I got it." I didn't even like
Rocky won. Rocky won.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was like, I could not think of them. I don't know why my mind wasn't there.
I couldn't, I was like, I was seeing a Lorax. I had no idea what the Lorax was called. It's like Harry Potter. I was this close.
Yeah. It was a little bit tougher one with the player, too.
Right. I think that's what caught
me. Low-tier player, yeah.
It's like, wait, who's Harry? Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to play one round of the trade game. Ugh. And I'm going to give you two players, and you're going to have to give me one player you think is equal to the value of these two. We are in... You ready?
Not really, but let's go.
Yeah, okay. All
right. 12-team Superflex. No tight end premium. Mike Williams and Pat Freiermuth. You're going to have to give me a player you think is worth those two players.
Williams.
And we are going to go in the order in which you won your games. So, Shane, you go first.
Yikes. So we can pick any player.
Any player, any position. This is Superflex, 12-team, no tight end premium.
Okay. I guess I would pick, like, Mike Williams, Pat Freiermuth, no tight end premium. So I feel like a notch under that. Be, I don't know. I'll say Terry McLaurin.
All right, John, you're up next.
I'm gonna stick with wide receivers, but I'm gonna go AJ Brown.
I think McLaurin was a good guess. I think Brown might be too high, especially with no premium. I am going to say Mike Evans.
Oh, that's a good one.
I will say Rocky diagnosed that very well. And the winner's Terry McLaurin.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And yes, you are way over with AJ Brown. You were about 15 points behind Rocky, but Shane is the winner of the night.
That was close. Wow. Look, all three of us did well. I think it was...
Don't patronize me,
how close was Shane?
Yeah, how close?
I hit a button and it went away. He was about 30 points away.
Okay, so I was like 45.
I was just trying to think of like Mike Williams just a little bit.
Yep.
I thought maybe Evans was
Mike Williams worth like 240 points.
I wrote down potential values. I had him way lower than that. Yeah.
All right. So let's give our goodbyes, give our handles and what we do and all of that stuff. Shane, you won. You go first.
Yeah. So I'm Shane Hallam. You can follow me on Twitter at Shane P. Hallam. I do the Devi Marketplace podcast with Kane Fasel. So you can look that up wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm the managing partner at DraftCountdown.com.
All right. I hate Rocky, so he's going to go last. John, you're next.
Yeah, John Bauer at the Bauer Club, host of Dynasty Theory with Mick Sorensen and Dan LaMagna. And you can follow the show at Dynasty Theory FF on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I hope you had a good time. Rocky, I don't care if you had a good time.
I was having a good time until that stupid Mike Evans. Oh, Jesus. I thought I had that one. Anyway. I'm just glad to be playing. Listen to Dynasty Junkies. Listen to everything on the Dap Network. That's it.
Amen. This is a DLF family podcast show, and we will catch you in a weekish with another round of the Tournament of Champions. Bye, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.